Both of these girls' teams are out of the locker room and completing their second half shoot-around. Will be underway in just a few moments. The Evergreens will have the ball to start the second half, trailing by just 3 points, 23-20. Again, if you were not with us earlier today, and where were you? Everest boys moved into a first-place tie with a 79-65 victory over Wausau West. So the Evergreens boys have swept the series against the Warriors, winners by 22 at their place and winners by 14 on their home floor. Again, Wausau West, just think the Warriors girls team, they certainly have a height advantage over the Evergreens. When Wausau West gets the ball inside to Anna Cunningham, the Evergreens, well, they double-teamed Anna once and were able to get a turnover. Otherwise, Anna's just too big, too strong. Scores on the low blocks. Evergreens with Danny Langseth out again tonight. I mean, that would be a good battle. In fact, it was if I remember the first game. Langseth and Cunningham locking horns down below. Big part of the game within the game when these teams met before. Much different game when these teams played the last time. That was a game of streaks. Both teams had leads in regulation. Evergreens had the lead in overtime and then gave it up at the buzzer. All right, teams are gathering in front of their bench. We'll be underway in just a moment. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust. The law firm of Tlusty, Kennedy, and Dirks, helping Central Wisconsin families for over 40 years. Done Right Exteriors sponsors our basketball coverage. Siding, windows, roofs, and gutters. For 65 years, Done Right's a real standout in the community. And we remind you there are two types of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. If you see someone being bullied, stand up and speak out. A message from the Cloverbelt Credit Union, the Kasura Kids Foundation, and our Midwest Communications sister station, WIFC. Kira Hammond, Paige Zarnick, McKenna Hammond, Hannah Studeman, and Kennedy Stoll, the starting five for the Evergreens. As the second half gets underway, play is back in. Evergreens have the ball. High dribble for Kira Hammond, picks up her dribble, gets it over to Studeman, who thought about a three that could tie the game, instead pulls it back down. Hammond back to Studeman. Just underway second half. Looking to drive in, Hammond had an overplay, goes in, she's fouled, she scores! And the Evergreens will have a chance to tie the game. Kira Hammond on the drive was banged pretty hard. So the basket makes it a one-point game, 23-22, and now a free throw coming up to try and knot us. Kylie Deaton is called for the foul. Fieldhouse grows quiet. Kara's free throw is no good. Offensive rebound stripped out of her hands. McKenna Hammond couldn't quite get it. Wausau West back the other way. Deaton just lost the handle on the ball. Loose along the baseline. Out of play. It's going over to the Evergreens. Referees looked at each other, make sure they both agreed on the call, and then pointed towards the Evergreens. Deaton lost the handle there. A one-point game. The Evergreens trail, but they have the ball, so a chance to take their first lead here. Cross court to Kara Hammond. Want a good look at the basket here. Here's Studeman in the corner. Cross court. Long two coming for the lead off the front of the rim. Hammond no good. Offensive rebound. Pin balls around. Cunningham grabbed it away. Took it away from Paige Zarnick. So Wausau West's one-point lead is still good. Into the front court. Here's Lexi White. Over to Grace Mulcahy along the baseline. Deaton again. Evergreens are double-teaming, collapsing the zone around Cunningham. They don't want anything to go inside to her. Minute and a half into the second half. Wausau West hasn't scored. Evergreens have 2 points on their ledger. Make it a one-point game. Evergreens double-team, stolen away, taken by Kara Hammond. Hammond did not have an advantage. Wausau West was back defensively. Kara, smart play, goes back out. So the Evergreens have the ball again, another possession where they can take the lead if they can score. McKenna Hammond back out cross court, knocked away, no foul called, a lot of contact there. The Evergreens still reset this. Cross court looking to drive in, Kara Hammond to the rim for the lead, good! The Evergreens take the lead for the first time tonight. Kara Hammond now has eight, and it's 24-23, Evergreens leading Wausau West. 16 minutes to decide this. Here's Deaton to the front court, picks up her dribble. to the corner, thinking about that three. Lexi White goes back out to Deaton. Evergreen's packed this zone in, and it's stolen away by Hammond. Hammond picks it up, goes to the rim, and scores. No, she missed at the rim. Rolled off the rim. Wow, that was halfway down and out, and knocked out of play by the Everest player trying to get that ball back. Wow. Chance to build on that lead. Evergreens are setting up full court pressure, leading 24-23. Again, the Evergreens need that to go down. They got a trap here in the corner, Lexi White. White is trapped in the corner. The freshman's got nowhere to go. Out of bounds. That's to the Evergreens. Freshman turns it over. Lexi White popped up like she was bumped or fouled, pleading her case to the official, who is the unkindest of judges. Evergreens get the ball back. Wausau West has not scored since halftime. They want a timeout. Nope, they're going to play this. Evergreens will inbound underneath their own hoop. Little trouble getting this in, and the Evergreens secure it. McKenna Hammond goes back out here. Kara Hammond. And now Hannah Studeman. Evergreens 24-23 bounced into the corner. Paige Zarnick back out. Again, Evergreens work the perimeter against a 2-3 zone. Evergreens cross court now to Zarnick. Nothing doing there. Evergreens want to work and be patient here against the zone. Zarnick again in the corner. Lexi White comes out to guard her. Zarnick looks to drive in. Now gives it back out to Kara Hammond. Hammond foul line extended. Baseline settle for a tough two. No good. Missed by McKenna Hammond, and Wausau West gets the rebound. West can retake the lead if they come away with points here. Again, West nothing for the first 3:10 of the half along the baseline. Got a blocking foul as Lexi White was cut off. Non-shooting. Who's this on? It's against the Evergreens. Kennedy Stoll is called for her first, team's first. West inbounds underneath to Cunningham, but way out by the foul line. You're not worried about her here. Well, White off a screen, didn't take the three. Now White takes it, came back out to her. Three ball in the air, no good. Got a loose ball foul underneath. Who's this on? It's against Wausau West. While the West bench reacted like that was on the Evergreens, and it was not. Instead, it's Kylie Deaton's third foul. And Deaton, one of their best players, has got to come out. Maddie Hauer comes in. So the Evergreens up by one. Deaton to the bench. Evergreens right to the front court. Here's Kara Hammond. Over to Hannah Studeman. Hammond and Studeman play catch top of the circle. Down low to McKenna Hammond, back out, looking in, driving to the rim, no good, ball is loose, Evergreens get an offensive rebound, tried to make an extra pass underneath, and it's stolen away by Grace Mulcahy. A lot of traffic underneath, the Evergreens tried to get that ball back out until they couldn't. Mulcahy picks up her dribble, goes cross court, Lexi White thought about the three, dribbles in, tried to bounce pass that to Cunningham. Cunningham was looking for a rebound instead, stolen by Hammond, who misses the layup at the other end. My goodness, sloppy for both of these teams. Again, Cunningham was cutting to the rim like she was expecting a shot to go up, instead a pass to her was turned over. And the Evergreens have a breakaway at the other end, and Hammond misses the bunny. Down low, this one not missed by Anna Cunningham, who scores. That's Wausau West's first points, came 4.5 minutes into the half. West retakes the lead, 25-24. Again, a game that could tilt either way from whichever team kind of gets a little run going here. Studeman into the corner, cross court, stolen away. Ball is loose for a moment and secured there by Lexi White. Cross court pass knocked away by the Warriors. West by one and the ball. The freshman, Braylon Byler, is coming back in. Open for a three all alone. Good, Allie Kelke. Wausau West 28, Evergreens 24. So the Evergreens had a one-point lead and had it for just a couple of trips down the floor. Kara Hammond now to the corner. Thinking about that three and not taking it is Zarnick. Goes back out to Hammond. Cross court now on the other side. Kennedy Stoll. Driving in, Studeman back to Stoll, three ball, she was open for it, and she hits! So the teams trade threes, back to a one-point game. McKenna Hammond, beg your pardon, ball's loose on an inbounds pass, Evergreen's trap almost picked up the turnover, it's bounced ahead to Cunningham, who's all alone underneath, and she scores. Wausau West back up by three, 30-27. The Evergreens' full court pressure almost created a turnover. Here's Hammond. Again, they want to get Byler in. She's waiting at the scorer's table, but we need a stoppage first. 12 minutes to play in the game. Evergreens along the baseline. The Evergreens are taking a timeout. Well, this is good, so the Evergreens can get the personnel that they want on the floor. The Warriors lead 30-27. The Evergreens will have the ball when we come back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Time for an oil change? We're ready to help at AutoZone. We've got more ways to help you protect your engine and your wallet, like our great deals on STP oil, starting at just $16.99 for a 5-quart jug of STP conventional motor oil. And if you need a tool for the job, you can borrow over 100 specialty ones with our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program. Getting the job done just got easier. Visit AutoZone.com to get started. Deposit required. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcast at EverythingEvergreens.com.
We are Fox.
Led by three at halftime, they lead by three now. Evergreens have the ball out of the timeout, thrown in up high to Kara Hammond. Hammond foul line extended to Studeman, now into the corner. Paige Zarnik is there. Again, the freshman who's hit threes in the first half, open for three here off the bench. Good! Breland Byler! Did I not say that she hit a couple in the first half? Now she has her fourth three to tie the game 30-30. Evergreens not back on defense. Driving to the rim is freshman Lexi White, and she's fouled. White's going to get a couple of free throws. So the three ties the game. Braylon's got 13 points. West freshman Lexi White goes to the foul line. Braylon Byler committed the foul. First of two free throws. Good. So that breaks the tie. Makes it 31-30. One more coming. 11:43 left in regulation. Freshman got them both. First points for Lexi White. 32-30. West has full court pressure on. Bringing it into the front court is Studeman. Now gets it over to Kara Hammond. In the corner, Byler takes the three again. Feed the hungry kid. She just hit again. The Evergreens get a three after West picked up a two. The Evergreens are back in front, 33-32. Full court pressure, Wausau West breaks it. Into the front court is Maddie Hauer. Hauer gives it back out to Lexi White. Here's a three, an answer, good. Grace Milkazy, who had two threes in the first half and hit one there. West by two, 35-33, 11 minutes to play in the game. Kara Hammond now over to Studeman. To the corner now, this is Paige Zarnik. Again, freshman roams in that spot. See if they can get it over to Braylon, who's just hit those threes in that corner. Bad pass from Paige Zarnik and stolen. Taken away by Milkazy, who goes to the rim and scores. Got it over to Lexi White, who gets credit for the basket. White's got 4 points. 37-33. Evergreens now. Studeman to the corner. Byler hits the three again. Nah, she's human after all. Hit the back rim. Rebound comes to Maddie Hauer. And Hauer gets it over to Lexi White. White, two on one the other way, rolled up and in by Anna Cunningham. Evergreens, again, were not back on defense. It's a little bit of a lead opened up here for Wausau West, 39-33. The Evergreens don't want to fall further behind, need an answer. Open for a three, Zarnik, high, arcing, no good. Offensive rebound, loose, saved along the baseline, saved to Wausau West. Evergreens have only one player back, going to the rim and scoring. Evergreens need a timeout here, I think. Kenzie Deaton has just scored. Wausau West, after the Evergreens had a lead, Wausau West goes on a 9-0 run. It's 41-33, and the Evergreens call timeout with 10 minutes left in the game. Lots of time left. The Evergreens just have to reestablish. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
When Allstate agents and employees go to work every day, their number one priority is protecting what matters most to you. For military veterans, that instinct to protect also comes naturally. No wonder thousands of veterans build good careers with Allstate. And now, Allstate is ranked the number one employer on the 2020 Military Friendly Employers list. You're in good hands with Allstate.
For career opportunities or to get a quote, contact Allstate today. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Fox Sports Radio.
The Evergreens will have the ball after the timeout. The Warriors are on a 12-3 run. Basketball is brought to you by Country Fresh Meats, fresh meat from Wisconsin farms. Make Country Fresh Meats your local choice. Highways 29 and J in Weston. The Bone and Joint Center, 50 years of keeping lives in motion, providing comprehensive orthopedic, pain management, spine, podiatry, and physical therapy services. Learn more at bonejoint.net. Evergreens will have the ball. They need points here. Evergreens, after getting the back-to-back threes from Braylon Byler, have missed their last two from behind the arc. Braylon had a miss. Zarnik had a miss. Cross court, bad pass, turned over again. Evergreens turned it over out of a timeout, stolen by Matty Howard. To Kenzie Deaton, and Wausau West going to pull this out. If the Warriors get points on this possession, we'll have our first double-digit lead of the night. It's over to Grace Mulcahy, down low, turned over. Tried to get it back to Lexi White, knocked away. Zuliger got it. Crash all the way down court to Kara Hammond. Hammond goes back out, settling for a long two. That's Byler short. Off the front of the rim, rebound back out to Byler, another two, good. Byler's leading scorer for the Evergreens. 18 points now for the freshman, 41-35. The Evergreens try and end a cold snap. 9 minutes left to the baseline. Open for a three, all alone is Lexi White. She missed it. And Braylon Byler gets the rebound for the Evergreens. Evergreens, nice pass down low, points for the Evergreens. Zuliger fed the low post to Kennedy Stoll for her first points of the night. 41-37. The Evergreens are right back in this. Open for a three. High, arcing, good. Played Grace Mulcahy. Too soft there. She now has four threes. 44-37. So that's a good answer for West. Zuliger in the corner. Back out to Studeman. Out to Byler in the corner. Back out here. Well, the Evergreens traveled. They are not called. Studeman threw it up. No good. Offensive rebound. Up and in by Kara Hammond. So friendly, no whistle for the Evergreens, and they get second chance points. 44-39. This game has started to open up a little bit, and I'm not sure how the Evergreens would fare at a run-and-gun game with Wausau West. The points have come a lot more easy for these teams. Along the baseline, Kenzie Deaton back out, driving in. Contact. Offensive foul. Wave off the basket. Wausau West player drove right in to Zuliger, who took that charge. Foul is on Lexi White, freshman second. Evergreens get the ball back at the 8 minute mark, trailing by five. Zuliger now out to Studeman to the corner. Myler looking to drive in. Hammond hangs, a little soft. Ball is loose. Getting the rebound there is Matty Hauer for Wausau West. Pretty good look. Evergreens got the ball into the paint, but didn't come away with points. West by five and the ball. Almost threw that out of bounds. Kenzie Deaton had to track that one down. Almost turned over along the baseline. Get it back out. Lexi White was open for a three. She doesn't dare. Freshman a little gun-shy. Now along the baseline, drives in long two. That's partially blocked by Hannah Studeman. Evergreens get it back. Long pass ahead to Kara Hammond at the rim. She misses a layup. Oh, my goodness. Pass was right over the Wausau West defender's head, and Hammond missed at the rim. 44-39, 7 minutes left. Evergreens are going to look at some missed layups right in the paint that they needed. Got a few of those in the first half that didn't go the Evergreens' way. Warriors still by five along the baseline, down low, spinning and missing is Cunningham at the rim. Pinballs around. Evergreens get the rebound. Byler gets the rebound for Everest. So Wausau West hasn't stretched this out. Nice pass down low to Kennedy Stoll. Wausau West wants a timeout. The Evergreens are back within three. 44-41. Evergreens rare transition points. We'll keep it here. 6:33 left. The Evergreens just feel like they're in position to make the stretch run of this game interesting. What's not to like about that? DeVorney Orthodontics says it's your life, it's your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics, Wausau, Antigo, Merrill, 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688. InterCity State Bank offers simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. InterCity State Bank, Schofield, Weston, Wausau. They're respected as our area's best funeral home in 2018 and 2019, the Brainerd Funeral Home and Cremation Center. When it matters most, the Brainerd Funeral Home is there. Wausau West has the ball after taking this timeout. West has been up by as many as 8. They had a possession with a chance to go up by 10 right down low out of the timeout to Anna Cunningham, who scores. She's now got 16. Evergreens have not really had an answer for Cunningham. Evers trails by 5. Along the baseline, Studeman now, good pass in. Too strong off the backboard for Kennedy Stoll. It's loose along the baseline, saved by the Evergreens, out of bounds. Got a loose ball foul here. Who's it on? It's on Everest. Both of these teams with fouls to give. No one's close to the bonus. Riley Zuliger, though, has just picked up her 4th. 3 team fouls on each of these. So Riley Zuliger comes out. Paige Zarnik comes in. It's a big possession for Wausau West. Leading by 5. They could go back up by 7 or 8. Would shift the pressure back to the Evergreens to not fall further behind. Back into the game is Kylie Deaton with 3 fouls. Down low to Cunningham. She missed at the rim. Double team. Fights, gets her own rebound. Yeah, she's just too strong. Cunningham on the putback. Last 2 baskets have gone through her. Back to a 7-point bulge for the Warriors. Evergreens work the perimeter. It's Beiler in the corner. Bounces it back out to Paige Zarnik. Over to Kara Hammond. Along the baseline, driving in is Studeman. Studeman to the rim. It rolls off the front rim. No good. Evergreens get the rebound up, around, and in for Paige Zarnik. Second chance points, and the Evergreens need it. Zarnik's first points of the night. 48-43. 5 minutes left in the game. Deaton picks up her dribble. They play soft against Kenzie Deaton, daring her to shoot. Goes back to Katie Deaton. Deaton almost had that stolen away. Kenzie along the baseline to Cunningham, who's fouled, and she scores. Cunningham inside is eating the Evergreens' lunch. Got a chance for a 3-point play here. The basket makes it 50-43. The foul is on Kennedy Stoll, her 3rd. Team's 4th. She will go out. McKenna Hammond will come back in. Cunningham to complete the 3-point play. She missed it. Ball is loose along the baseline, and it is out of bounds off of Kylie Deaton of West. Evergreens will get the ball. But the Evergreens are back down by 7. And the Evergreens will walk this up. Kara Hammond. Hammond goes cross court. Beiler drives in, settles for a 2. It's good. The freshman, Beiler, is the leading scorer for the Evergreens. She now has 20. 50-45. 4:40 left in the game. Again, Wausau West has had the upper hand in this game, but they haven't been able to put the Evergreens away, not by any means. Couple of stops, couple of baskets. Evergreens could retake the lead here. Evergreens been up by 1 twice in the second half. Ball's loose along the baseline. Picked up there by Kenzie Deaton. Ball's loose again. Picked up by the freshman, Lexi White. To Cunningham, double team. She misses at the rim. Good defense by the Evergreens. And the Evergreens get the rebound. 2-on-1 back the other way. Kara Hammond to the rim. Hammond misses another layup. Maddie Hauer got her to change her shot there, but it was a 2-on-1, so he could have passed. Instead, 3. Deaton, that's a bad shot. Misses from the behind the arc. Long rebound, though, comes out to Lexi White. 50-45. 3:50 and counting left in the game. And got a whistle. And Wausau West has taken a timeout. Basketball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money and keeping our community strong. The Cloverbelt Credit Union. I'm Chris Conley. 3:47 left in the game. Both teams have 2 timeouts remaining. Let's give you our full game reset at the 3:47 mark. Neither team is in the bonus. 4 team fouls against the Evergreens, 3 against Wausau West, so we've got a ways to go before we get to the free throw line. Should there be a tie-up, the arrow belongs to the Warriors. And both teams have 2 timeouts remaining. I've got to figure this is Braylon Byler's best game for the Evergreens. He's got 20 points. Kara Hammond has 10, but to be honest with you, she should have 16 or 18. She has missed several layups, some of them contested, some of them not. I think Kara would tell you that those have to go down. That would really change the look of this game. You know, it'll be interesting down the stretch. Can the Evergreens kind of activate or heat up one more player? Hannah Studeman has only 3 points. Hannah's a gamer, could get active from the outside. Paige Zarnik can hit from behind the arc. She has only 2 points. If the Evergreens can get one more player hot, boy, the stretch run of this game would look different. Walsall West has the ball out of the timeout and a 50-45 lead. Inbounded to Kylie Deaton, playing with 3 fouls. Deaton gives it over to sister Kenzie Deaton. Back out now to Maddie Hauer. Again, Walsall West, probably the message during the timeout was ball security. Freshman takes a tough shot along the baseline and ill-advised hit the side of the backboard. Turned over, Lexi White down to the other end. Too strong for Hammond. Evergreen's going to rebound, fling it towards them. Studeman, no good. It was a contested putback, and Walsall West gets the ball. Grace Mulcahy. That could have made it a 3-point game. Instead, the Evergreens have to work for another stop on the defensive end. 308, 307, 306. Looking to drive in. Extra pass to Cunningham down low, who scores. Cunningham's got 22. 52-45, and now under 3 minutes to play. Can the Evergreens hang with West down the stretch? Kara Hammond. It's over to Braylon Myler. Back to Hammond. Kennedy Stoll into the corner. Studeman picked up her dribble, makes a pass along the baseline. Evergreens go back out. Down low, got a whistle, got a foul as that ball was going inside to Kara Hammond. Non-shooting. It is Walsall West's 4th team foul. Is it on Deaton? It is. It's on Kylie Deaton, who has just picked up her 4th. She goes over to the bench with 2:38 left. Evergreens inbound under their own basket. Need points out of this. Inbounded to Hammond way up high. Goes back out to McKenna Hammond. 3-ball left side. No good from Hannah Studeman. Evergreens get an offensive rebound. Put it up and in for the Evergreens. Second chance points for the freshman, Braylon Byler. Back to a 5-point game, 52-47. Evergreens are going to have to pressure the ball soon here. Play for a steal or a turnover. 2:14, 2:15, lost the ball. There's the turnover the Evergreens needed. Goes to the Evergreens. Walsall West player drove right through the lane. Kenzie Deaton thought she was fouled. In fact, the Walsall West bench looking across the way at that other official if he had a foul to be called. Nope. Evergreens now trailing by 5. They have the ball and will go under 2 minutes on this possession. High post here. This is Zarnik in traffic off a screen to Studeman. In the corner, that's turned over. It's off of the Warriors player. It'll stay with the Evergreens. Maddie Howard trying to get in there. Deaton's going to come back in with 4 fouls. Howard is out. Deaton, with 1:58 left in the game, comes back on the floor with the 4 fouls. And the Evergreens will make a substitution, too. McKenna Hammond comes in. Stoll goes out. Again, there's time left. It's a 2-possession game here. Studeman is going to inbound. Trouble getting it in. In traffic to Kara Hammond. Drives the lane. Hangs. Hammond is fouled. And it just rolls off the lip of the rim. In the act of shooting? Yes. 2 free throws for Kara Hammond. The clock stops at 1:55 left in the game. See who this foul is on. Foul is on Anna Cunningham, her 2nd. In the act of shooting, so 2 free throws for Kara Hammond, and they're big. 0-for-1 from the free throw line tonight. Makes the first. Big spot for the sophomore. Can she get another and make this a 1-possession game? Eyes the rim. She's got it. Evergreens are back within 3. 52-49. Full court pressure. Got her trapped. Ball is loose. Got a reach-in foul on Kara Hammond. That's only Hammond's 2nd. and it is only the team's fifth, so it's a non-shooting foul. Evergreens could again set up pressure, and Wausau West will inbound now at three-quarters court. 52-49, almost stolen to the backcourt. That ball is loose. It's going to stay with the Warriors. I think they got that right. The two players both followed the ball out of bounds. Mulcahy and Hammond, and I think, yeah, it was out off Hammond. Deaton will inbound. Evergreen's trap in the corner. Cunningham stepped out of bounds. Evergreen's ball. The trap in the corner creates a turnover. And the Evergreens have it down to a one-possession game, and they get the ball back with 1:48 left. Big turnover as the Evergreens' full-court trap pays dividends. Hammond will inbound underneath her own basket. Evergreens in a little bit of traffic go all the way up high to Hannah Studeman. Will the Evergreens pop a three and try and tie this thing? You want a good look, whatever you decide. The freshman, Braylon Beiler, is right at her spot, the X in the corner there. See if they can get it to the freshman who's got five threes tonight, driving in. Hammond to the rim, hangs up, scores! It's a one-point game! Cunningham was trying to draw a charge there, no call. We've got a whistle and a foul in the backcourt. It's a one-point game now, 52-51. That's the Evergreens' last foul to give with 1:22 left in the game. Third on Kara Hammond. And Wausau West, who has not been good from the free throw line tonight, could be fouled and have to make their free throws down the stretch. Full court pressure on again. It's to the freshman here. Now Grace Mulcahy has it in the backcourt. This is Deaton, bumped, and Deaton is fouled. Kara Hammond is going to pick up her fourth. This will be a 1-1 in a one-point game. Evergreens have no more fouls to give. Hammond picks up her fourth. Let's see what Kylie Deaton, who has only 4 points tonight, has at the free throw line. The ball is live on a miss. 1:17 left, and Wausau West, led by 7 a minute ago, their lead's down to 1. Deaton looks like she'd like the ball right away, and instead we're over at the scorer's table, and now we're set. Big spot here for junior Kylie Deaton, who makes the first. It's all right. Two-point game. The rebound on a miss is mission critical for the Evergreens. Got to get this loose ball. Second free throw for Deaton. She made that one too, put them both right through. Three-point lead, 54-51. Still a one-possession game, 1:15 and counting down. Evergreens to the front court. Studeman picked it up, goes back out to Zarnik. Now over to Kara Hammond. Hammond is on the floor with four fouls. Hammond looks to drive in, bounce over to Zarnik. And now here's Studeman cut off on the baseline. 1 minute left in the game. Beiler in the corner. They guard her closely. They put Lexi White out on her. To the baseline. Open for a three. Kara Hammond missed everything. Rebound for the Evergreens. Blocked underneath. Whistle and a foul. Hannah Studeman on a putback attempt. Clock stops with 49 seconds left. Two free throws coming up for Studeman. That was a big offensive rebound. The foul is on Anna Cunningham. It is her third. Should there be another foul, the Evergreens will be in the bonus. Two free throws here for Hannah Studeman, who's 1 for 2 at the line tonight. First one is no good. Stays a three-point game. With four fouls, Riley Zuliger will come back into the game. Kara Hammond goes out. Second free throw coming for Hannah Studeman. Got that one. 54-52 and 49 seconds go. Evergreens again trapped in the corner. It's broken into the front court. Circling back there is Kylie Deaton. Deaton has the dribble. Evergreens still play for a steal here. 40 seconds left. Give it over here. Got a whistle. Kenzie Deaton. And the Evergreens will foul Kenzie Deaton, who's only 1 for 2. Hannah Studeman committed the foul. This is a 1-1 in a two-point game. So let's see what Kenzie Deaton has at the free throw line. Kenzie's a freshman, so this is a big spot. Her team leads 54-52, live on a miss. It's a miss, and the Evergreens get the ball. The fouling strategy has worked. Here's Kara Hammond. The Evergreens will take a timeout. Hammond was about to bring it over the front court, and Coach Matt Bullis calls timeout. The Evergreens will be setting up either a tying or winning shot. I think the Evergreens are going to hold for one here. So the Evergreens will let their fate ride on this final shot of the game, I believe. Boy, you need to hit your free throws down the stretch. The Evergreens figured they'd take a chance fouling one of the Wausau West freshmen. And Kenzie Deaton missed the front end of the 1-1. This has been an entertaining game. Kind of sloppy in the first half. Had four lead changes. The Evergreens have led by one twice. Do the Evergreens dare try and pop a three to win this thing? I mean, the Evergreens are a 3-14 team, so I mean, there's kind of this, do you let it ride? I don't know. That's why the coaches get the really big dollars. I see all the diamond jewelry in the sports cars. High school coaches living the high life, right? Not exactly. I understand. None of the benefits, all of the second guessing. That's how it rolls. All right, 33 seconds left in the game, and the Evergreens have the ball, trailing by two. This is the spot the Evergreens hope to play themselves into, and here they go. Kara Hammond has it. Evergreens, I think, are going to hold for a shot, either a two to tie or a three to win it. Almost stolen. Studeman turned it over, off Studeman's hands, back the other way, and scoring at the other end is Kenzie Deaton. Deaton missed the free throw before and gets a turnover here. Just 15 seconds left. That turnover has probably doomed the Evergreens. A miss along the baseline for Stoll. Ball is loose. Under 10 seconds left. Another miss, and that's going to do it. The Evergreens turn the ball over and don't get a look at the basket when they got within two. And Wausau West is a four-point winner today, 56-52. So the Evergreens have played two close games against Wausau West, and neither of them went the Evergreens' way. 56-52 is the final score. The Evergreens had no luck at all down the stretch of this game. They fouled the freshman, Kenzie Deaton, with 32 seconds left. She missed the front end of the 1-1. So the Evergreens have the ball down by two, holding for a tying shot, and they turn the ball over. Kenzie Deaton got the steal. Wausau West got points down at the other end, and that four-point margin is the final margin of victory, 56-52. We'll be back to recap in 3 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
The best boats in the business, the best selection, the best people. For 100 years, M&J Marine has set the standard for sales and service, and let them prove it with the new Lund boat powered by the quality and performance of a Mercury outboard. Take a trip through their massive showroom where there's a boat show every day. The best brands and Mercury. Go boldly only at M&J Marine. Proud sponsor of DC Ever Sports, I-39, exit 181, Mosinee. You'll notice the difference.
M&J Marine.
Time for an oil change? We're ready to help at AutoZone. We've got more ways to help you protect your engine and your wallet, like our great deals on STP oil, starting at just $16.99 for a 5-quart jug of STP conventional motor oil. And if you need a tool for the job, you can borrow over 100 specialty ones with our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program. Getting the job done just got easier. Visit AutoZone.com to get started. Deposit required. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. And we know that it can get a little weird when things just don't work together. That's why Farmers lets you bundle your home and auto insurance together. And doesn't that sound nice? Bundle with Farmers today and you could save an average of 20% too. Talk about music to your ears. Visit Farmers.com or call 1-800-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum. Reported 2018 nationwide average savings underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 87% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Text PROJECT to 35517. That's PROJECT to 35517.
Will Curry, Chief Strategy Officer at Pure Talk USA, is here to tell us how easy it is to switch to Pure Talk and save up to 50% on your monthly cellular service.
Pure Talk USA believes in being straightforward without any gimmicks. We're a no-contract wireless service with the same great coverage at half the cost of the other carriers. Our CEO and chairman is a U.S. Army veteran with over 30 years of telecom experience.
Tell us more about Pure Talk's plans.
We have plans starting at just $20 a month, including unlimited talk and text. Your plan just depends on how much data you need. We're so confident you're going to love Pure Talk USA, we offer a first-month risk-free guarantee.
Well, it feels like it might be a big hassle to change carriers.
Switching is easy. You can even bring your own phone. Or you can choose from one of our Apple or Android devices we have in stock. Plus, we offer free two-day shipping on every order.
Check out PureTalkUSA.com now to save 50% off your first month. Or dial #250, say the keyword Pure Talk. Dial #250 and say Pure Talk. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dialed text from Pure Talk USA.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse, where we have a split tonight in our boys and girls basketball doubleheader between the Evergreens and Warriors. The D.C. Everest boys were winners in the earlier game, 79-65. The Wausau West girls win the second game, 56-52. They sweep the season series from the Evergreens. The Warriors were 1 point better on their floor in overtime and are 4-point winners tonight. Again, the final score for the girls' game is 56-52. Wausau West was led by Anna Cunningham, who pounded the Evergreens inside repeatedly tonight. 13 points for Grace Mulcousy. 6 points for Kylie Deaton. 6 points for Anna Helke. 5 points for Kenzie Deaton. And 4 points for Lexi White. The Evergreens were led tonight by their freshman, Raylan Byler, who had 5 threes and leads the Evergreens with 22 points. 14 for Kara Hammond, but Hammond missed some layups underneath that the Evergreens needed. Evergreens got 6 from McKenna Hammond, 4 from Kennedy Stoll, and 2 points each. 4 points for Hannah Studeman and 2 points for Paige Zarnick. The Evergreens have lost for a 15th time this season. They're 3-15, but I'll tell you this. Down that stretch, the Evergreens have some close games like this one. A couple of different plays and a couple of different spots. This game could have gone the other way. And the Evergreens have a couple of other games that could have become wins. In this game tonight, the Evergreens fouled the freshman Kenzie Deaton. She missed the front end of the 1-1 with her team clinging to a 2-point lead, and the Evergreens got the rebound. We're going to set up a game-tying or game-winning shot with 33 seconds left, and they turned the ball over. Kenzie Deaton went down the floor, got the basket, and that was the 4-point margin of victory for the Warriors, who get back to .500 with this win, 9 wins and 9 losses. Again, repeating our final scores, in Game 1, the Everest boys beat West 79-65, and in Game 2, the Wausau West girls beat D.C. Everest 56-52. Our next D.C. Everest broadcast will be hockey on Monday night, an early 6 o'clock start at the Greenheck Fieldhouse against Baraboo. You'll hear it live on AM 1390, FM 93.9. Stay with us for Game 3 of our Fox Sports tripleheader on this Friday night. We'll have the Wausau East girls against Wausau Newman. Tom King is standing by with that. Have a great weekend, Everest fans, and drive home safely. I'm Chris Conley, and you've been listening to Everest Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Good night, everybody.